Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Brad Pitt gives Michael Fassbender some startling you've never heard it before advice about Mexican drug cartels in The Counselor.
You may think there are things that these people are simply incapable of. There are not.
I'll try and remember that.
Good.
Well, not so good, actually, as the unnamed lawyer played by Michael Fassbender endangers his beautiful fiancée, Penelope Cruz, with his shadowy involvement with a big cross-border drug deal and with one of the weirder couples in screen history, featuring Cameron Diaz with cheetah spot tattoos and nightclub owner Javier Bardem.
If you pursue this road, you will eventually come to moral decisions that will take you completely by surprise.
What do you think I should do?
I don't know, Counselor.
How bad is it?
Let's say pretty bad.
And I'd say absolutely awful. Easily the worst film in director Ridley Scott's distinguished career, with a talky, pretentious, existentialist screenplay by celebrated novelist Cormac McCarthy, author of No Country for Old Men, but this is no movie for anybody. The level of grotesque, sadistic violence and lurid sexuality goes way beyond a normal R rating, and in the film's most celebrated scene, for the first time ever, you see a major star, Cameron Diaz, having sex with a car, not in a car, with a car. This is a pathetic waste of talented actors and some impressive desert scenery. 1.5 stars for The Counselor. My counsel? Don't go.